aid to the reproduction of the lost name is, as it were, displaced, and thus brings one to an incorrect substitute. Now, it is my assumption that the displacement is not left to psychic arbitrariness, but that it follows lawful and rational paths. In other words, I assume that the substitutive name, or names, stands in direct relation to the lost name, and I hope, if I succeed in demonstrating this connection, to throw light on the origin of the forgetting of names. In the example which I selected for analysis in 1898, I vainly strove to recall the name of the master who made the imposing frescoes of the Last Judgment in the dome of Orvieto. Instead of the lost name, Signorelli, two other names of artists, Botticelli and Boltraffio, obtruded themselves, names which my judgment immediately and definitely rejected as being incorrect. When the correct name was imparted to me by an outsider, I recognized it at once without any hesitation. The examination of the influence and association paths which caused the displacement from Signorelli to Botticelli and Boltraffio led to the following results. A. The reason for the escape of the name Signorelli is neither to be sought in the strangeness in itself of this name, nor in the psychologic character of the connection in which it was inserted. The forgotten name was just as familiar to me as one of the substitutive names, Botticelli, and somewhat more familiar than the other substitutes.